and daf chavdalad amet beis, the first line after the lines are becoming wide in the sefer of the shure. Alhu dayoy deshakol bisre b'shuke. There was a vulture that took meat from the shuk. Vishadye b'tzinyasa. And it took the meat and it threw it between the dekolim devei barmei. So it was a vulture that took meat from the shuk and threw it between the dekolim of barmei. Also, lekame d'abaye. So now, the Vei Bar Miriam came to Abaye, and they asked him, Ashayla, if they can keep the meat. Omalei, zil shkoil nafshach. Take it for yourself, you can keep it. Like the Gemara, v'rube di Yisrael ninu, and this thought was Rei Yisrael. Shamet mino haloche k'Rab Shimon ben Elozar afilu b'roi v'Yisrael. So now, from the Gemara's kasha, we see as follows. We see from the Gemara's kasha, if the Gemara is medamadis to Rab Shimon ben Elozar, Rab Shimon ben Elozar is speaking about a case that there's a simen. Rab Shimon ben Elozar says, afilu b'roi v'Yisrael, the Bailam is Miyayish because of Inchi Dalaimali. So the Gemara understood that this Akochach is speaking about this meat has a simen. And the vulture went and took it and the Bei Bar Miriam were told that they can keep the meat. Why can they keep the meat? Either Bailam has a simen. Zaraya that we paskin let Rab Shimon ben Elozar that afilu b'roiv Yisrael, we assume that the Bailam are miyayish, so mamela you can keep it. So the Gemara says, Shani dayoy dechezutay shal yom domi. No. The reason that the Abaye paskin that he can keep it is not because he's miyayish, because it's Rav Yisrael. We don't pass on it to Shimon ben Elozar by Rav Yisrael. No, when a vulture takes meat, so it's Avudim Mimenu Mikol Odom. So he saw that the vulture took the meat. Who knows where the vulture is going to take it? So Lamai says, so it's Zutei Shal Yam Domi. Zutei Shal Yam, Avudim Mimenu Mikol Odom. So either there goes to Alt Hefker, or there... Everyone is miyayish. So memele, so it's no raya that we paskin according to Abshimim ben Eloza, afilu b'roi v'Yisrael. Frek de gemore, fine, so that's in the Choshen Mishpat Kishayla. Before we go further, l'chere, Abaye paskin, that he's allowed to keep it. Now, what happened, we had learned before, by Yiyush, Filu Reivakum, that is a din of Lefnim Mishuris Adin. So what happened with the Lefnim Mishuris Adin over here? We had a Mordechai, the Mordechai Shita is that is a din Kaifin al Lefnim Mishuris Adin. And here Abaye told him, Zil Shkoil Nafshach. So the Mordechai, we heard also a previous Gemara, also that the Gemara had said he can keep it. Re'elu shaloi. So there the Mordechai asked the Kasha, what's with the Lefnim Mishuris Adin? So the Mordechai made an Ekimte that they are speaking about that the loser was an Osher and the one who found it was an oni, so there's no din, lefnim mishuras adin, to give it back to the osher. The oni should give it back to the osher. The lefnim mishuras adin is that he should keep it with Yish. That's what the Mordechai said. But here the Truma Sakri asks Akashem, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, the way Bar Miriam were Ashirim. She can't say this teretz that the reason there was no halacha of Lefnim Meshuras Adin because they were aniyim, because they Bar Miriam were Ashirim. So Skan Shoyel Aben, so how did Abaye tell him Zil Shkel and Afshach, where did we lose the halacha of Lefnim Meshuras Adin? So the Truma Sakri brings a raya that by Zutai Shel Yam there's no din of Lefnim Meshuras Adin. Dafke by Yish, if you learn Zutai Shel Yam is Hefke, it could be it's called good. But by Zutai Shel Yam it brings a raya that there's no din of Lefnim Meshuras Adin, and therefore Abaye told them that he can keep it. Rekte Gemore for Omar Rav Boso Shnis Alem in Ayin Oso. So now the Gemore asks a different kasha. How was the way Bar Miriam Zil Shkel and Nafshach? It seems the curve Shkel and Nafshach does not mean you can sell it. Zil Shkel and Nafshach, it seems you can eat it. It's Boso Shnis Alem in Ayin. There's a Isadik Yishayil. How are you allowed to eat it? Who knows where this meat came from? So the Gemara says, Bo'imed v'ra'eyu, that the Vei Bar Miriam was watching this vulture the whole time, and he saw where he took it from. He saw the Be'ir Sheruba Tapche Yisrael. So Memele, so there's no problem of Bosush Nisal Minai. Let us see Teisvitz. Also, Lekame de Rav Garcino, the Shaila was not asked to Abaye, the Shaila was asked to Rav. Kedemashme birishalmi perikei mamide. What is the Baila of Rav? Because Rav is the one that holds the Boso Shnesalim and Hayin is also. So, if the Gemara asks with a Pshitis, it's Boso Shnesalim and Hayin, so the kash is, so Rav, how could Rav pask him that it's mutter to eat? But if we're goyres Abaye, so what's the kash? We don't pask him like Rav. So therefore, Taisvus wants to say that we're goyres also lakame de Rav. And Memele, so the Gemara is the kash. You, Rav, yourself said the bosu shnisal minayin is also. Afilu lisvorim de garsi abaye. Afilu begoyres abaye. Porir shaper mi boso shnisal minai. Afilu begoyres abaye. Daaf al gav doloi kaimalon kerab. We don't paskin like rab, ke de frishis leel. Kos mi de porir peper gidanoshe verab heche ochel bisre. The Gemara is akashe rab. That holds Boser Shnisal Minai in his osa. How did he ever eat meat? Al kocher, there was manim when there was Nisal Minai. So Memela, so we don't paskin like Rav. So what's the kasha on Abaye? Abaye doesn't hold like Rav. Become a kemporer shaper. The kivin de chosei amoitze. Sha'oif ishlichem shom. Here, the way Bar Miriam saw where the meat come from. It wasn't Bosom in Hashemayim. It was an oif that had taken this meat and was mashlechit between his the column. So afilu man the poligarab, afilu v'choylekan rab, we hold stamazoi, boso shnis alam in ayin is mutter. That means, here he has nothing to do with the chumra of Rav. A bird brings a piece of meat. A bird brings a piece of meat, and I haven't the faintest idea where the bird got it from. So memele, so how are you allowed to eat the meat? Umishani, so the Gemara answers, Ba'oimid v'ra'eyu shanot lo mi'ir sheru batavche Yisrael. He was watching this whole scenario, how this vulture went and took the meat, and the Beit Bar Miriam saw that it was taken from a ir sheru batavche Yisrael. It says the Gemara is the halacha, the kishal, not a chumra of rav. If we don't know bechlal where it came from, so how could you eat the meat? That's the kasha and afil on abaye. Ula rav mayri, rav that has a chumra, that boso shenisal menayin is also mayri boimid v'roye shanot lefnei tapche Yisrael. Not sufficient that was taken meir sheroif tavcha Yisrael. He saw mamish the maise. It took it from the place of the tavcha Yisrael. So he zichah knew that it was was kosher bosa. Now one more ha'ora before we go further. The Gemara first wanted to bring a raya from this maise that we paskin like Rab Shimon ben Elozar afilu b'roi v'Yisrael. Now the case of Rab Shimon ben Elozar b'roi v'Yisrael is speaking about that a person lost something that has a simen, and the shail is, even though there's a simen, and even though it's roi v'Yisrael, is miyayish because of inchi the loy mali. So, but Al Kochach, it's talking about he has a simen. If it doesn't have a simen, there's no shaykhis with Rab Shimon ben Elozar. Now, we heard before, Taisvis brings down, and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that a simen helps by Bososh in the Salam and Ayim. So what's the Gemara Shaila? But it's the Gemara Shaila that he has a simen. So I found the Ritva is the Kashya. So the Ritva says, this Bosso Zichah had a simen. It is simen, but who does it belong to? Maybe it belongs to a goy. Maybe a goy made a simen on it. The simen was not Bosso Kosher. The simen was, there was a simen on the meat that the Bailam of the Bosso made a simen on it. But that when Bar Miriam found this meat, so he sees there's a simen on it. So the shail is, if a yid lost it, it'll give a simen. Fine, but who says bachlal that a yid lost it? Maybe a goy lost it. So the simen is irrelevant. That was the havamin of the Gemara. So that's what the Gemara said, that it's speaking about that it's a teshel yam. So we can't bring a raya, Rav Shimon Elozar holds that you may ask, but it's zicha speaking about there's a simen. But this simen, since I don't know who the Bailam were, so I can't be soimach on this simen. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rab Chanine Motzo Gdi Shochot Bein Tverje Letzipoiri. Rab Chanine found a Gdi Shochot Bein Tverje Letzipoiri. And there's a double shaila. The first shaila, if he's allowed to take it. The second shaila is on the kashrus of the gdi. Vitiru eloi, they were matter. The Rav Chanin was allowed to eat it. Omar Rabbi Ami, vitiru eloi mishum metziye Rav Shimon ben Elozar. That's a bemeila. I can assume that the bailam were miayish. Mishum shchite ki Rabbi Chananya b'noi sh'Rabbi Yosi aglili. Now shchite, who says it was a proper shchite, a kosher shchite, so like Rabbi Chananya b'noi sh'Rabbi Yosi aglili. The Sanya, we learned abaraisa reisha ovdu loy gdoyov v'tar negoyla. A person lost his own gdim. V'holach u'motzon shchutim. And he sees the geshochtim. So now this is not a cheshemishpatik shaila. These are his gdiim. Now someone shechted it. Now the shaila is this, can I assume that it was done by a proper sheichet or not? Is Rabbi Yehuda Oisa? Yehuda says you're not allowed to eat it, but Chananya b'nei Rabbi Yehuda glili mata. Omar Rabbi, Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda kshemotzon ba'ashpe. If we see in Taisus, it means Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rab Chananya b'nei Rabbi Yosi aglili. That if the Gdoyim were found in the Ashpe Shebishuk. So why were they thrown away in the Ashpe Shebishuk? So Kochoch, something Hakilkul happened with the Shrita. So Mamela, so then Yezichan had a lot of it. That was it in the Ashpe Shebishuk, is a guy that was apostle of Shrita. V'divrei Rab Hananya b'noi shel Rab Yosef Glili k'shamotzon b'bayis. But if you found it, and the Gemara says ba'ashpe shebabayis, so then the Gemara says a very interesting svara ba'ashpe shebabayis. So that what was geshochten ba'ashpe shebabayis, that's no kash. He didn't want to dirty the house, so he shechted it ba'ashpe shebabayis. But al kolchoch, it's not a posle animal because of it. It's not a posle shrita, because if it's a posle shrita, he wouldn't leave a animal in his house. It'll be masriach the house. So al kochoch, that what that it's ashpe shebabayis is only that was geshochten there because not to dirty the house, but mistam it's a kosher shrita. Zok the gemara midihi tiru loy mishum shrita. Now. So we have over here, Rab Hanina, they said he's allowed to eat it. Now it's the Yeredei de Kishayla, they said he can be saimach, mustama, that a raiv, raiv mumche meint so shchita, so mustama, he can, that's why he can eat it. So it's speaking about, mishum shchita, is Rubi Yisrael, Nino. So we see clearly from this, that's Rubi Yisrael. Shamet mino halochi kerabshim ben alozer afilu b'roiv Yisrael. Omarove no roiv knanim. Between Tveri and Sipayri there were roiv knanim. Roiv tavche Yisrael, but the tabochim, the shochtim were Yisraelim. So memele, so that is why legabi, the chayshemishpadiki shayle, we pass on like Rav Shimon Elozer that Barayv Knanim is Miyayish. And Gavidi Redei, the Kishayla, I'm Seymech and Roiv, the Roiv Tavchi Yisro that was Geshochten through Vayidish Yitavch. Zuktoisves Arei She'ovdu, Hu Adin Nignevu. Amir the Kizach. Arei She'ovdu like Diyov, here we're talking about we're speaking about a maise that someone lost his gedim. Now he sees the geshochten, and so we assume that it was geshochten properly. Zuktois was who adin nignavu. I feel it was gigambit, and I see it's geshochten, so I can also assume that it was geshochten properly. Va'af al gav da ovar alay signav. If it was stolen, so a ganav stole it. And I assumed that it was properly geshochten. So loyovar alav de nevela. One thing isn't totally guilt is guilt, but when it comes to kashris, even the ganva Yisrael were not choshud on the lav de nevela. So I can assume that it was properly geshochten. But this after, so this is Tosfos Hisofet. It says, Arei She'ovdu Tosfos Hu Adin Shenignavu. And but this after Tanya Behedya, Arei She'ovdu Ei Nignavu. It says clearly in the Tosefta, Afilu Bei Nignavu, I can assume that it was geshochten properly. V'hoche Nokat Ovdu Uche De Milsa, normally, Rei Pomim, it's lost, it's not gigambit. Shemotzon ba'ashbe, then when Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Shemotzon ba'ashbe, Perkame de Chula Meforish, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Hananye, Shemotzon ba'ashbe shebishuk. That an ashbe shebishuk shaf Rabbi Hananye loy poligalei, ela ba'ashbe shebebayis. Ashpishabishuk, I have a reis. What is it doing there? So Kochoch was a posle shrite. Aber Ashpishabayis, then Rab Hananya holds, that you can assume that it was a kosher shechita. Uvda da hocher shemotzim bederech, v'lo yashpa v'kashpa shebebayis. That's what you found the bederech. So there's no reyes there. It was lost al-kaponim, but there's no reyes in the shechita. So I can assume that it was geshocht them properly, according to Rab Chananya b'noi sh'Rab Yosi Aglin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Ami Ashkech Pargiyois Shchutois Bein Tverje Letzipayri. He found Pargiyois Shchutois Goizleis Geshochte Negoilis Osa Lekame de Rabasi Vomru lo Lekame de Rabbi Yechene Vomru lo Bein Medroshe Vomru lei Zil Shkoil Lenafshach. Now here the Rishonim speak out like this. Here there's a shtickle problem. Mitzad echot, Mestomet speaking about Roiv Knanim. Because we only paskin like the Pshimon Aloza by Roiv Knanim. Now, that concept that we say that, as we said before, is Roiv Knanim, but Roiv Tapri Yisroel, that's by animals. By animals, so the shochtim of Behema Gase, this is Roiv Tapche Yisod. It means a balabos never shechted his behema. The behemas were always brought to shochtim, to butchers. So Memele, so then there's such a concept of Roiv Tapche Yisod. A geisel, you didn't go to a butcher to shecht a geisel. Everyone who had, we're talking about Reiv Akam over here. So whoever had a geisel, they shechted it themselves. So Memele, so if it's speaking about Reiv Akam, how are you allowed to eat it? The Shit Mekebetz is Meira de Shaila. And they say geiselers were captured from Tzayodim. And Reiv Tzayda Yisrael. The hunters, those who used to catch Geislers, they were eaten, so I assume that it was lost from Mitzayim. That's the Teretz over here. Let us see Toisvis. Also, Lekame de Rabbi Asi Garcinum. Now we hear the Maise that Rabami came to Rabasi. Afagav de Bachol Duchti Choshev Rabami Bereshe. Now, Rabami and Rabasi were chaverim. And whenever it speaks about Rabami and Rabasi, so it mentions Rabami first, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, Kahani, Chshivi, Da'aredi Yisrael. So, Memele, so Samodne Maise, the Rabbi Ami came to Rabasi to ask him a shayla. He was bigger than Rabasi. So Ktoisvis Av al Gav Shegodl Mimenu Einteime Shebol Lofonov Lishoil Lefi Shechavero Yoye. Foto was a chava. Perhaps he didn't want to be Seimech. Since it's in Nodom Reini Geyatz, we didn't want to be Seimech Lekabi. The moment is the Kishai, we didn't want to be Seimech that we paskin by Rav Shimon Aloza Bari Vakum. So he came to Rabasi, and Rabasi said, we paskenized this. I kept Shimon ben Eloza b'Rivaku. Avol igar sine Rabbi Abbe, but if the girs is Rabbi Abbe, koshe. Rabbi Abbe hoyo talmidei shal Rabbi Abbe, kidemuchach gabi nasche de Rabbi Abbe. Echoye bo lefono lishoyo. So it's very difficult to understand that Rabasi would come to Talmud to ask him a shayla. Zogte Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yitzchok Nafche Ashkach Kibura Da Azli Bei Azluye. He found like a bobbin or a bundle of rope that is used to make nets. Also Lekami de Rabbi Yochanan Vomrula Bemid Roshe Vomrula Zil Shkoil Nafshach Mestome. Here it's also speaking about that it was Reiv Akum. Zot Rashi שמוצא בשפה שדך נבי לו לשליח הבשפה פרגיס גויזלויס אשכח כי בוי ראי דאז לי בי אז לי מוצא פיקוי של טובוי he found a spun either a thread or a rope למחמוירס של טובוי למחמוירס ורישטויס this is used to make traps to make nets במוקם שציודם מצויים We have to know here Rashi says, but what we had mentioned before, maybe this was a different place. Before we said there were Rav Tzayde Yisrael. So Lachayre, if you would say it was Rav Tzayde Yisrael, so why was he allowed to take it? במוקים שהציודים מצויים so לחיירי you look in this מוקים so if a tzayid Yisrael lost it so לחיירי shouldn't be מייאש פסח נשת אז לויי ציודים הועיסים מחמרס זאת המשנה ביתה ואילו חייב לאחס before we learned אילו מציא שלוי ואילו חייב לאחס מוצא פרס בכלי בכלי כמישהו he found פרס in a כלי or he found an empty כלי מויס בכיס בכיס כמישהו ציבורי פרס he found bundles of פרס Or tziburei mois, he found bundles of money. Shloisha madbeis zel gavze. Krichais b'rshus hayochid. Now, krichais b'rshus hayochid, we had before, achlikis rabbe and rove. If we hold like rabbe, that tzibi simen ha'osi lidoris lehavi simen. So therefore, krichais b'rshus harabbe, ze simen ha'osi lidoris, So I say, it's Meyayish. Kriches Boshus HaYochid is not also Lidoris. So Memele is, that's why it's a Simen. And according to Rove, Simen also Lidoris have a Simen. So Kriches is speaking about was no Simen whatsoever. And Boshus Rabbi Mokim isn't a Simen. Boshus HaYochid Mokim is a Simen because it's not this Galgul. But from the traffic. V'kikreis shel balabayis. Oh, he found kikreis shel balabayis. Now, kikreis shel balabayis, every balabos has his unique type of a kikreis, so there's a simen. V'gizei tzema alokuchin mi beis ha'umen. Gizei tzema alokuchin mi beis ha'umen. So, the Meiri says pshat that, when a person bought tzemer from the base of umen, lemaise, the umen used to go and put a simen on it to know which balabos gave this to him. So mamela gizei tzemer, he had a lot of gizei tzemer, so he made some on him on each gizei tzemer that who it belongs to. So this is a dava shiyesh basically. Kade yayin bekade shemen are elu chayiv lachis. We had before kade yayin bekade shemen is speaking about that there's a roishim and that this roishim is a simen. We had a few mahalchim either the roishim goof is a simen. Zot Rashi Motza peiris bekli ustam keli yesh boi simen. Or, kamayishu, reikon, he found an empty keli. Kis, yesh boi simen, lebailim. Lebailim usually have a simen in a kis, ziburei peiris, bigmorim aforish, simonayu, oi minyen, oi mokim. whatever the simon is from the, for the tzibur. Shloisha matbe yisu al gabzu, more meforesh simonai. Zok to gemore. Now let's learn the Mishnah. It says, motzo peiris bekli. So that's chayiv lahachiz. Taime de motzo peiris bekli. Umois bekis. So then I assume that the peiris and the mois, now the Rashi had said before in the Mishnah, the kli and the kis have a simen. The peiris and the mois don't have a simen. It says in the Mishnah, motza peiris bikli, chayiv lahachiz. So it seems I assume that the peiris belong to the balakeli. But that stavke, the Mishnah specifies, motza peiris bikli, umois bikis, ha kli ulafon of peiris, kis ulafon of mois. But what is, if I find a keli or a kis, and this, and the mois and the peiris are lafon of, not in the kis, and the keli, reelu shaloi. So it would seem that is not a heichoche. I have no right to assume that the peiris, which are found near the kli, belong to the balakeli, and I don't give it back to him. Let's see what Rashi says. Taime de motza hosam hu da omar shapeiris le balakeli. Then you give it to the balakeli. Hakli ulefon of peiris. Hare elu apeiris shel moitzon. Then so they're two different entities. I don't associate the peiris to the keli. Ba'af al pi shakli lebal asimin. The kli belongs to the one who gives the simin on the keli. As a keli yachzer. Vesa peiris yakev, and he's allowed to keep the peiris. V'lo yamrinen my high money nofal. I don't assume that it fell from the scale. So that means that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The only time one is a right to assume that the peiris are from this keli and it belongs to the bala keli is when they are found in the keli, not when it's lafon. So the Gemara says, Tanine loho de tone rabbono. So our Mishnah is a raya to a baraisa. The Baraisa says, Motzo kli ulefonov peiris. Kis ulefonov mois, are elu shaloi. So it says clear on the Baraisa that if the peiris are not besoichoi, the peiris are lefonov, so are elu shaloi, so the peiris belongs to them. But I have a diik from our Mishnah to the first Bove in the Baraisa. Now the Baraisa says, a new halacha. Miktoson bikli, umiktoson al gabi kark. What is if some of the peiris are still in the key? Some of the peiris al gabi kark. Miktoson bikis, umiktoson al gabi kark. Chayev lahachis. So here the Baraisa was machadish that if I see that there are some peiris or mois left in the kis, I assume that the the mois that are al gabi karka and the peiris which are al gabi karka also belong to the balakeli, to the balakis. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Miktsosan bekeli, hadovo mechiach dahanoch dalgabi karke dahanachu. That means, it seems that since there's some peiris in the keli, and there's some peiris on the karke, so it seems that this belonged to these peiris came from the keli. Vachayev lahachzirom, lemishe yitain simen bekeli, vachayn mois labalakis. it's very interesting. The lashon of the Braise is Chayev Lahachris. So Lechayre, what is the Taich Chayev Lahachris? That is Mechuyev to be Machris. I found a Kli in Peiris. That's what he's Chayev Lahachris. And Rashi says, and when Yene gives him a simen on the Keli, he gives him all the Peiris. I feel all the Peiris which are on the Kalk. Bekitza, we had here now two halachas. One halacha we had that if the Peiris are not in the Keli, then I do not assume that the Peiris came from the Keli, and the one who finds the Peiris can keep them since there's no simen on the Peiris. Oreminu, so the Gemara asks Akash. We learned Motza Dovol She'ein Boy Simen, Bitzad Dovol She'yesh Boy Simen, Chayev Lahachris. Now, here it says he found a Dovol She'ein Boy Simen, and let us say for practical purposes, he found Mois. Bitzad Dovol She'yesh Boy Simen, it's next to a kiss. Chayiv lahachis. What does Rashi say? Chayiv lahachis. Let's see Rashi. Hochi garsine. Motzo dovo she'ein boisimen. Bitzah dovo she'yesh boisimen. Ki goin mois lifnekis. It's mois lifnekis. Chayiv lahachis alakel. She's mechuyev to be machis. I found money and a kiss. V'yinosnu ha-mois l'bal ha-kis. Your machis, I found money in the kiss, and you give everything, and the person gives a simen on the kiss, and you give everything back to the bal ha-kis. So we have here a stira with the Mishnah, and with the Bava Rishayin of the Baraisa. The Mishnah said that mois b'kis, then you go and give back the mois to the Baal HaKis. Here it says, Motza dovo she'ein b'yisimen, b'tzad dovo she'yesh b'yisimen, chayiv l'achis. Fine. Now let's go further. So we have a kasha ready. That's the Reminu, and the Gemara is going to deal with this kasha. But let's go further. Let's finish the Barais. The way Rashi learns Pshat in the Barais. Bo bar simen v'notal esheloi zocha halo b'dovol she'ein b'yisimen. Now let us see what Rashi says. Rashi, bo bar simen v'notal esheloi esakis v'omar ein hamoy sheli. And he said, the money is not mine. Zocha halo b'mois. So he's zocha in the money. So now, the Rishonim Dachsimet, the Ritva asks Akasha on Rashi. So what's the Chiddush? A person, the first Bava was, fine, the first Bava, the Baraisa said, I found Mois Chutz Lakis, Bitzad Akis, I give the money to the Baal Akis, because I assume it came from the Kis. Right? That's a Chiddush, that's a Astira to the Mishnah. Fine. That we're going to deal with. But now, what is the second? The second din is, Bo bar simen v'notal esheloi. So Rashi says, Esakis, he said the kiss is his, V'omar ein amoy sheli. The money is not mine. No, the money is not his. Zocha halo b'moy. So what's the chiddush? The fashteitzer. The money doesn't have a simen. This person who gives a simen on the kiss says that the money is not his. So versteitzer, that the one who found it can keep the money. What is the chiddush? The Ritva asked this on Rashi. What is the chiddush? Zoch halo bedovo shein b'yisim. So I saw in the Dvar Yaakov, he brings down two pshotim, which be'etzim are mechudishtik. It means from the Pnei Yeshua that the Chiddush is as follows. The Chiddush is, what was the first Bava of the Mishnah, of the Baraisa? The first Bava of the Baraisa was, if you find money b'tzad akis, you have to return the money. So it says in the first Bava, I assume that the money came from the kis. So I assume the money came from the kis. So l'chayre did b'yahava mine, if this person comes and says, this is not my money, so I would say it's not your kiss. If the halacha is, in the first bava we say, that he doesn't have any simen bechlal on the money, but we say the money is betzad kiss, I assume, I give him the money back, I assume the money came from the kiss. So if he says the money is not his, So some of the kiss is also not yours. So the chiddush is no. The chiddush is no. You give him the kiss and you keep the money. Now we can explain this chiddush on two eifanim. One way we can explain this chiddush, Rav Shmuel brings down something very, very interesting. He brings a Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel, here we're just learning a halacha, we're learning a merdik halacha. This halacha that says that if you find mois next to a kiss, I assume the mois came from the kiss, and even though he has no simonim on the mois, I give him back the mois. That's the halacha. There's a Beis Shmuel, the Beis Shmuel says, what happens if I find a hog, someone that was killed, I see next to him a kiss. The kiss says Malot. It's a Malot and says this person's name. Can I be Soimach on this kiss that stomach that this the kiss is next to the hog? So can I be Soimach that this is the hog? Some of this is his kiss. Zokte Beishmu. No. It's no proof whatsoever that this is the hog. If you have a problem to identify the org, the kiss will not help the situation. Frekte Beis Shmuel, we learned about Mimetzia. If I found mois next to a kiss, you give back the mois to the kiss. You give back the mois to the Bala kiss. So, you see that you do associate the mois to the kiss, so I don't associate the kiss to the org. Zukte Beis Shmuel, Zepashat Achillet. A good talk. The Ktzoi says he doesn't understand the chiddush. He doesn't understand he doesn't understand the difference. If you associate the mois to the kiss, associate the kiss to the hog. The Nesivis says, this halacha, that we associate the money to the Bala kiss is because the Bala kiss is tining this is his money. Let's not go into the cheshbon. And since he's tining, this is his money, I can associate the money to the kiss. But without a tiny, you don't say, well, since the money is next to the kiss, it came from the kiss. Without a tiny, you don't tine. But if he tines it, the tiny is sufficient to give back the money. Zuk the nesivis, obviously, by the horig, no one is saying anything. The horig is dead. So stamazoi, to assume that the kiss comes from the horog, that I don't say. So, Bekitza, if we say, according to the Nesivis, is very good, the Chiddush. We mentioned before, the Bnei Yeshua says, no, what the Chiddush is, we just said before, that if there was the kiss, in the time the kiss, there's money, you give him the money. So now that he says that it's not his money, so I would say it's not his kiss also. It's not his money, so it's not his kiss. Because I assume that the money came from the kiss. He says it's not his money, so it's not his kiss. So well, that's the chiddush. Then no, I don't say that. So according to the Nesivis, it's very good. Because the whole assumption is based because he tines. It's his money. It's not stamazoi. It's not stamazoi. Since it's next to it, I assume it comes from the mois comes from the kiss. Just like the Beis Shmuel says, I don't assume that the kiss came from the horog. So that is why, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is I give him back the kiss, even though the money is not his, because the money is only his because of a tain. That's one mahalach. Asaki Mahalach that by Yaakov brings down from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, Tak, I have a higher matter. Normally I assume that the money comes from the kiss. And he says, it's not his money, but he has a simon on the kiss. So I have here two factors. Mitzad, the smicha of the money, it would seem that the money comes from the kiss. And he says, it's not his money. So memele, so it's not your money, so the stomach's not your kiss. But he's giving a simon that this is his kiss. So the simon and the kiss overweighs the factor that even though it would seem that this money came from the kiss, but since he gave a simon on the kiss, this overweighs the fact. Bekitzer, they say a chiddush, we started off with a kasha and rashi. It says that there's a kiss and money, and he gave a simon on the kiss, and the money is not his, so the one who finds it keeps the money. So we said the ritva is a kasha, shkayach. So what's the chiddush? He says it's not his money. So what's the chiddush? So they say the chiddush is not. The chiddush is giving back the kiss, even though it would seem that it's not his kiss because I would assume that the money comes from the kiss. That's what these achayim answer. I have a problem with this teretz, the lashon of the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Bo bar simin v'notalas shaloi zoch alo bedover shein boi simin. That means the Baraisa seems to be saying the bo bar simin, he took the kiss and the other one takes the money. It works the other way around. The chiddush is that bo telling us a chiddush, even though the money is not his. Afalpikein, the kisa says, the Loshna Baraisa doesn't seem to say that that's the Chiddush. It says it as a matter of fact. Bo bar simin v'not ala shaloi. So chalo b'dover shein b'simin. Advice is, dikya Chiddush is that he's zeichin the money. So that's partially zeichin the money. Because the money is aimed by simin. And the money is aimed by simin. So memeil of hashtaitzach, he's zeichin the money. So there's a shtikel ha'ora on their teretz. The kitzel, we have here a problem. From this baraisa, the baraisa says that if there's money in front of a kiss, the money goes to the bala kiss. That's what it says in this baraisa. In our Mishnah, it said that if there's kiss, ubesaychay mois, then you give back the mois to the bala kiss. But if it's lefonov, you don't give him back the money. And the first Baraisa also said the same thing. That's a Rashi learns Pshat Ureminu. So have a Kashe from this Baraisa on our Mishnah and on the first Baraisa. So we're going to have different Tirutzim to find for this Kashe. Omar Rav Zvid Loi Kashe. Ho Bekuve Vekisne. Ho bitzane upeiri. Now let us see what Rashi says. Ho diktoni arei elu shaloi. That what it says in the Mishnah. That what it says in the Baraisa. That if the money or the peiris are out of the keli, you keep it. Bekuva vikisne. It's speaking about bekuva vikisne. What is that? Gigis mutelis. This is a type of a receptacle that's lying. Who pishtin lefonel, in front of it there's pishtin. The vadai high pishtin lav mikuven nofal. The pishtin did not fall from the kuven. Why? The imi non nofal. If the pishtin fell from the kuven, have a mishtayebo. It would have been left over. So the Gemara is telling us a metzias, that there's, that pishtun is something that when it falls, the whole thing doesn't roll out. There should have been some pishtun left over in the gigis, in the keli. And if there's no pishtun left over in the keli, that's a raya, it's not from this keli. Because that's the, when it falls, something can fall out, something is left over. והוא הדין לכיס ולפון אב מויס, מהי טיימה? And that'll be the same that money also would, some would remain in the kiss. Oho, diktoni chayev bitzano upeiri, davidi disharki venofli minekula. But a basket with fruit is rolls, and if it fell down, everything will roll out. So now, let us appreciate for 1 minute what Rav Zvid said. Rav Zvid said that be'emesin, you should assume that the peiris, the money that is outside of the kiss, comes from the kiss. That's a normal assumption. I should assume that. Unless I have a reyes if I count, I have proof that it didn't come from the kiss, Then you keep the outside money. So Memela, that was Rav Zvid's story. So Rav Zvid said, the Mishnah is speaking about Bekuva Bekisna. I have proof the Kisna did not come from the Kuva. Because if it came from the Kuva, there should have been some remnants in the Keli. The Keli is whistle clean. There's no Kisna in the Keli. That's a riot, didn't come from the Keli. The same thing by the kiss. Some money should have been left over. If no money is left over, that's a riot, didn't come from the kiss. The Baraisa that says you give back the peiris that are outside of the Keli to the one who gives simonim on the Keli, that Baraisa is speaking about by peiris. By peiris they roll out, there's no reis. Well, why isn't anything left over? What do you mean? There's no kasha, it rolls out. So everything rolls out. That is Rav Zvid's teretz, and the yesod of the teretz is that. And we'll see all the terutzim are similar to this, that theoretically you assume that what's outside comes from the keli, unless I have a reyese. And Rav Zvid said the reyese was a kuva v'kisne and money, that's a reyese. Some should have been left over. Rav Papa Omar, ho v'ho b'tzana upeir. No, it could be the Mishnah and the Baraisa are speaking about the same case. The loy kashe, ho di ishtayer bo midi, ho the loy ishtayer bo midi. That means, unfakel. The baraisa, if something by peiris, you, ho bits of a kashe, the ishtayer bo midi, ho the ishtayer bo midi. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, ho diktoni chayev bid ishtayer. If it was Ishtayer, so that would fell out, it came from the Tzan. But if nothing is left over, I say that there's a reyes. So now Rashi is a kasha by Peiris. What's the reyes? We just said that there are things that they wrote. So Rashi says, Kivin the stam tzano yeshloi ugnim kfulim l'soichai. A normal basket that holds peiris, it had a rim on it from the inside that would prevent all the peiris from falling out. L'soichai. Is imi toichai nofalu, if it fell, have a mishtayabay, the ugnim akvilei. So the rim should have held back some of the pails. So let's go. What was Rav Papa's teretz? Rav Papa's teretz was that, I got news for you. Stam tzane has a rim. So I'm saying, inside the Mishnah, inside the Braise, speaking about tzane peiri. But by tzane peiri, there's also a reyese if nothing is left in. And so maybe that's it. The Mishnah is speaking about that's nothing left in. So there's a reyes. It can't be from the tzane. The Baraisa is speaking about that something is left in. V'boy yiseime, ho v'ho d'loy ishtaya b'midi. It's speaking about that nothing is left. V'loy kashe, ho d'mahada ape legabi peiri. Ho de loy mahadre ape legabi peir. So now, L'choyre, this Teretz is speaking about that there's no rim. If there's no rim, so Memele by Peres, there's no Reyes whatsoever, because Peres usually roll out. But the chilek is, in what direction the mouth of the tzana is facing. So if the peiris are in front of the mouth of the tzana, so then I assume that it comes from the tzana. If the peiris are in back of the mouth of the tzana, so then I assume it didn't come from the tzana, because the mouth of the tzana is facing the opposite direction. Now, I heard a shtikel ha'ore on this teretz. I heard a shtikel ha'ore on this teretz. So we have here a baraisa that says when everything fell out, you keep the peiris. We have a second baraisa that says when everything fell out, you don't keep the peiris. And the teretz of Rapope is, the first baraisa is speaking about that it is not peiris are in back of the keli. The second barais is speaking about the peiris are in front of the keli. But pili ploim, if you look at the lotion of the barais, the first barais that says arei shaloi says botza kli ulefon of peiris, and that's speaking about that it's in the back of the keli. And the second barais that says you return it, there it says. There it says, Motza Dovo Shein Boisimen Bitzat Dovo Sheyesh Boisimen. There it doesn't say Lefonov. And they're speaking about this Mamish Lefonov. So it's very difficult. This Akimte, the Loshen HaBarais is Lechere Mash Mefakel. But Kaponim, that's another Teretz. And then, the front of the tzane is facing the peiris. Leikasha or the isle ugnim letzane or the lesle ugnim letzane. That means if there's ugnin and everything fell out, so that's haraye. It didn't come from the keli. If lesle ugnim, and that's the mishnah. And the barais is speaking about the lesle ugnim. So if everything fell out, there's no reyese. Then I assume that the peiris came from the tzana.